the latest figures we have are that nearly 3 million people are food insecure. That's about a quarter of the rural population in Zimbabwe. And we do expect this figure to increase into later this year and into next year. We're not yet at the harvest period in April or May, and the people's food stocks are becoming depleted. There are many vulnerable people, as we know, already in the countryside areas. And as I say, this figure will probably rise over coming months.
The government is now putting the figure at around 4 million. Is this a fair assessment?
Well, I did hear reports that a minister in the government had used the figure of 4 million in a statement yesterday. My understanding is this is her projection of what the numbers that of food insecure people that there could be later in the year. And of course, this is indeed possible, but we are still going by the official figures that the government released recently, and that's nearly 3 million.
And let's talk about the funding. Are you happy with the levels of assistance that you are getting from your traditional donors?
I would say, of course, we're very grateful for the assistance we have got so far. This is not just a crisis in Zimbabwe, but across the region, we have very high levels of food insecurity. This region, nearly 30 million, including South Africa, as a result of last year's bad harvest and now the impact of the El Nino weather event, which has brought more and continued drought to the region.